When the second M3 debuted in 1992, there were no plans to offer it to the U.S. American customers weren't buying enough M cars to justify it. Upon learning that they'd be denied the new M3, U.S. enthusiasts rebelled. A BMW CCA campaign convinced BMW NA to give it a try, and thus was born the 1995 U.S. spec M3. The engine was lower revving and less powerful than its Euro counterpart, but offered comparable performance. It allowed U.S. enthusiasts to enjoy an E36 chassis nearly identical to its Euro counterpart. To market the car, BMW embarked on a very ambitious racing effort. With IMSA, the M3s could race the European engine. By contrast, the DTM had oddly changed its rules to require V6s, taking the M3 out of contention in Europe. Motorsport mostly centered on the Standard 3 Series and touring car. Before that, they built the M3 shown here. The car was used for testing in 1992, but probably went unraced before it went to Team PTG in Virginia in late 94. One of the first M3s raced by PTG, it started the 95 season in Valvoline livery with Pete Halsmer and David Donahue, then with Dieter Quester and John Paul Jr. Its best result of third came at Phoenix. In 1996, it wore first Union livery to begin the season. Following engine failures on the Daytona High Bank, it finished Sebring third in class. Strong results followed. In 1997, it raced as the Red Bull car. It scored its only win at Laguna Seca and finished second at Lime Rock, Mosport, Pikes Peak, and Sebring, third at Watkins Glen. "We had some great runs and came up just short," says Larry Hahn, the car's chief mechanic at PTG. At the end of the 97 season, PTG sold the car, and in 2011, Eric Winsberg found it in Scottsdale. 4 years later, T.C. Klein had returned it to glory as a PTG car, and Scott Hughes returned it to the track. "It's a thrill to drive," Scott says. "It does everything right." BMW NA's campaign with the M3 was a tremendous success, with titles in 96, 97, and 98. The success helped BMW NA sell a record 18,500 M cars that year, turning the U.S. into the world's largest market for M, and it remains so today, building on the foundation laid by the E36 M3s like this one.